Hi, I'm Cody Dudgeon, co-owner of the Desert River Guides here in Farmington, New Mexico. I would like to start today with a quick look at the fascinating history of the Animas and San Juan Rivers in New Mexico. These rivers, winding through the northwest corner of the state, have long been lifelines for the people, cultures, and ecosystems of the region. The two rivers combined carry nearly 40% of the surface water in the state of New Mexico. The Animas River originates in the San Juan Mountains near Silverton, Colorado, flowing southward through beautiful canyons through Durango and into New Mexico, where it joins the larger San Juan River near Farmington. The San Juan River originates in the mountains above Pagosa Springs, Colorado, eventually flowing through Navajo Dam south of the Colorado border through sandstone bluffs and valleys to where the Animas River flows into it. After the confluence, the San Juan in turn travels westward, eventually merging with the Colorado River at Lake Powell in Utah. The story of the Animas and San Juan Rivers begins deep in geological time. The San Juan Mountains, where both rivers originate, are remnants of one of the largest volcanic fields in North America. Around 75 million years ago, what is now the southwestern region of Colorado and northwestern New Mexico were a part of the seafloor that covered much of what is now the southwestern United States. About 70 million years ago, a massive uplift of the seafloor began to push the basin into what are now the San Juan and surrounding mountain ranges, forming a rugged landscape of high peaks and deep valleys. Over millions of years, erosion from wind, ice, and flowing water sculpted the mountains, carving out the valleys and canyons that guide these rivers today. The mineral-rich deposits left behind by these ancient eruptions later fueled mining booms in the 19th and 20th centuries, particularly in towns like Silverton and Durango. As the Animas and San Juan Rivers cut through this dynamic landscape, they reveal layers of the Earth's history. In New Mexico, the San Juan River carves through ancient sandstone and shale formations, some dating back to the time when this region was covered by the vast inland sea. Fossils of marine creatures, dinosaurs, and petrified forests can still be found along the riverbanks, offering a glimpse into the prehistoric life of the region. Today, these rivers continue their slow but persistent work shaping the land and providing water, life, and adventure to all who visit their banks. The human story of these rivers begins long before modern maps. For centuries, the ancestral Puebloans relied on the San Juan for irrigation and sustenance. Evidence of their sophisticated canal systems and their vibrant culture can still be found in places like Chaco Canyon and Aztec ruins. Later, the Navajo, the Ute, and other indigenous peoples made use of these rivers, incorporating them into their cultural and spiritual traditions, as well as using them as a resource for water, fish, and other necessary sustenance. With the arrival of Spanish explorers in the 16th century, the rivers took on new significance as trade routes and places for settlement. By the 19th century, American expansion brought trappers, miners, and eventually large-scale irrigation projects, forever changing the landscape. Farmington was founded by Americans who had moved west in search of good farmland and trading opportunities. Originally surveyed in 1876, the city was placed on the peninsula between the confluence of the San Juan and Animas Rivers. Difficulty with trade in the spring as a result of high water on both rivers led the founders of the city to reconsider, and in the late 1890s, the downtown was moved north across the Animas River to where it is today. The city was then able to grow and was incorporated in 1902. Agriculture in Farmington helped to feed the mining booms in the San Juan Mountains in the early 1900s, and, in particular, played a crucial role in the mining boom of Silverton, Colorado. However, that mining legacy also left environmental scars, as seen in events like the 2015 Gold King mine spill, which sent toxic wastewater downstream. Today, the Animas and San Juan Rivers remain vital to the region, supporting agriculture, recreation, and wildlife. Conservation efforts continue to balance economic needs with the environmental protection, ensuring these rivers flow for generations to come. Now to the fun stuff, recreation. If you're looking to experience these incredible rivers firsthand, Desert River Guides has you covered. Established in May 2021, Desert River Guides provides family-friendly rafting trips on the beautiful Animas and San Juan Rivers in northwest New Mexico. Owners Ryan and Cody Dudgeon, both San Juan County natives, spent years guiding in Montana and Idaho before returning home to share their love of rivers with the community and beyond. One thing our customers love about the rivers in Farmington is the range of experiences they offer. Whether you're looking for a calm, scenic float or an exciting whitewater adventure, there's a trip for everyone. The Animas River, which begins in Silverton, Colorado, picks up speed as mountain snow melts, creating thrilling Class 2 and 3 rapids right here in Farmington before meeting the San Juan River. Since the Animas River flows depend on seasonal runoff, every trip offers something new. The typical runoff of the Animas begins in mid to late April, peaking around the beginning of June and typically running out of boatable flows by the end of the month. Meanwhile, the San Juan River, a major tributary of the Colorado River, provides steady rear-round flows thanks to the Navajo Dam. As summer progresses and the Animas slows down, water releases from the dam keep the San Juan flowing strong, allowing Desert River Guides to extend their season into the fall. Other than agriculture and irrigation, an important reason for the continuous flows for the San Juan River is the protection of endangered fish species downstream of the confluence. The humpback chub and razorback sucker are large native fish that need relatively steady flows to survive. Desert River Guides offers a variety of trips on both rivers, with one-hour joyrides, two-hour adventures, or longer full-day trips that come with lunch on the side of the river. We have something that will fit into anyone's time and budget. We can also do custom trips and accommodate most special requests. We have done everything from evening floats with appetizers and a sunset takeout to custom dinners at the park put-in and corporate events. We also do collaborations with Three Rivers Brewing and Wines of the San Juan. Let us know what you would like to do, and we will do our best to make it happen. Whether you're a local or a visitor, Desert River Guides offers a variety of trips, from short in-town floats to full-day adventures with lunch. We would love to see you out here. For upcoming events and collaborations, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Visit the website at desertriverguides.com or give us a call at 505-427-7734. We hope to see you on the river. Have a great day.